In Louisiana, the people living along the coast have borne the brunt of BP's leaking oil well. But now, with high winds whipping the Gulf of Mexico, the oil has worked its way to the heart of New Orleans on Lake Pontchartrain. NPR's Julie Rose has more.
Lake Pontchartrain is miles from the blown-out oil well, but the wind pushes water steadily in from the Gulf. A web of small waterways feeds salty water into the lake's 630 square miles. There, it mixes with fresh water from rivers to the north, making a brackish haven for shrimp, crab, and fish. But Ann Reams says that's only been true in recent years.
We had raw sewage running into the lake every day. It was polluted. You couldn't swim in it.
You couldn't fish in it either. The sewage, combined with the constant dredging for shells to use in construction, put Lake Pontchartrain way up on the EPA's list of impaired waterways. Reams heads a group called the Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation. The state created it in the late 80s to clean up the lake. Tens of millions of dollars later, it's a fisherman's dream.
I'm just hitting my line. Got it.
Zachary Gibson makes a catch only minutes after casting from the shore of the lake.
Ha! Hard hit catfish. He going back.
Gibson doesn't waste his time with catfish when there's speckled trout, redfish, and tarpon to catch. It's as though Lake Pontchartrain were reborn in the last decade. By the time Hurricane Katrina hit in 2005, the lake was in such good shape it was able to absorb the toxic floodwaters from New Orleans and still bounce back quickly. But local authorities worry the oil spill will be more than the lake can handle. They're fighting it from a command center at an historic fort that was used to protect the lake during the Civil War.
They always talk about history repeats itself. And here we are so many years later defending the lake again.
Kevin Davis is president of St. Tammany Parish on the lake's north side. Several miles off in the distance, at the narrow sound where water flows in from the Gulf of Mexico, Davis points to what looks like a floating freight train.
Yeah, those are barges. See those funny, look like smokestacks? Those are actually high pilings that have been driven to hold the barges in place.
The barges go 8 feet below the water, hopefully deep enough to block the oil, but Davis isn't taking the chance. Men are living in air-conditioned trailers out there, equipped with skimmers and vacuums.
You don't want to be fighting it here, right where we're at. Then it's the lake's right behind us. So what we did was moved way out, about 8 miles.
30 miles of boom protect the shoreline, and Davis plans to set up underwater fences made of a special material to screen out any oil that gets through. But early this week, tar balls started washing up against the barges. And Davis faces a formidable foe in the strong Gulf wind.
And it's blowing the wrong way, making me real nervous if you see the direction it's pushing it right into us.
The wind is also making it harder for cleanup workers to capture the tar balls that sneak past the defensive line of boom and barges. Davis says tens of thousands of dollars are being spent each day to protect Lake Pontchartrain. BP is footing the bill, but Davis is worried the funds won't last. It could be months before the oil threat abates.
Come this way.
At a marina near the mouth of the lake, fishermen jostle to pull their boats from the water. With fishing shut down for much of the Gulf, Lake Pontchartrain is one of the few options left.
Pretty busy out there today?
Yes, ma'am.
This is a fisherman named Wayne Perry.
I'm sure it's going to get a lot crowded because there's nowhere else to go. So you can have all of them coming over this way.
And now, as the wind blows oily water in from the Gulf, this lake that only recently came back to life is at risk again. Julie Rose, NPR News.